DJ. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Ira Melman. The Syrian president says he will continue to fight. With his forces on the cusp of victory over rebels in Aleppo, Syrian President Bashar al-Assad says the fight will continue until the five-year-old conflict is over. He made the vow in an interview published Thursday in the state-owned newspaper Al-Watan one day after Syria's Russian-backed army gained control over three-quarters of Aleppo's old city, which had been under rebel control since 2012. Assad said a victory in Aleppo would not mean the end of the war, but represent a huge step toward that end. The president also rejected any thoughts of a truce in Aleppo as long as the rebels remain in the city. Rebel forces have proposed a five-day ceasefire to ensure the humanitarian evacuation of civilians, promising to discuss the future of Aleppo once that had been achieved. The International Committee of the Red Cross said Thursday that it had evacuated about 150 civilians in need of urgent medical care from a hospital in the old city. The ICRC spokeswoman, Marianne Gasser, told reporters many of them cannot move and need special attention and care. Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov failed to make progress on a Syria truce in talks in Germany early today. That, according to an American official, Kerry and Lavrov met twice Thursday on the margins of a foreign ministers' meeting of the 57-member Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe. Their meetings lasted 10 minutes each, and no progress, no conclusion were reached on Aleppo, the devastated northern Syrian city where Russia-backed regime troops are battling rebel forces, according to the American official. This is VOA News.